It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, January 21st, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. According to recent census data gathered by Home Snacks, Oaks was in the top 10 places to live in North Dakota. A website called Home Snacks put the recent top 10 list together based on census data and factors such as housing prices, median income, low crime, great jobs, commute times, and solid schools. The website states that Oaks has a long and illustrious history, and its ranking in the top 10 of our best places to live is just another notch in its belt. Oaks had the 13th highest household median income adjusted for cost of living at just over $62,000. The full study can be found on NewsDakota.com. Electronic devices aimed at adding speed and security at the voting polls in North Dakota will be distributed in the coming weeks. The new 990 poll books replace the paper process to check in voters that are used in most counties. The Bismarck Tribune says the state's six or seven larger counties have already been using the new poll books, but by February, every county will have them. According to ValleyNewsLive.com, a minivan has extensive damage and the driver can expect a citation after crashing into the back of a school bus early this morning. Cass County Sheriff's Department said it happened this morning around 7:30 a.m. as a Northern Cass school bus was slowing down to make a left turn when the van hit it. Fortunately, the bus had only two children and two adults on board. None of them were hurt. The driver of the van was not seriously injured either. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.